اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So here we are with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Welcome to your brothers. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, good. How about Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. In this session, inshallah, we will talk about the longest ayah in the Quran, which is ayah 282 of Surah
Baqarah.
Al-Baqarah in page
48.
This is the longest ayah, and this ayah talks about a lot of important things in trade, business, okay, these things, and loan, these things. So, we will not read all the ayah, okay, because it's a long ayah and needs a lot of time. We'll just read some of the lines, okay, here, like 2, 3, 4 lines, inshallah, the rest of them. As an example, we read, okay, we'll mention some points, we'll do some of the tajweed rules, okay, then the rest of them, inshallah, you will be practicing by yourself, all right?
Yes.
So, let's everyone, brothers and sisters, turn to page 48, the longest ayah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in the whole Quran, we will listen once to the recitation of this ayah up to وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. This one, here, okay? Listen, everyone.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا.
Nice one. I will recite Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and brothers and sisters. Then inshallah you will repeat after me up to ولا يبخس منه شيئا here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى
وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل
وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل
ولا يأبى كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله
ولا يأبى كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله
فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه
فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه
وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا
وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا
أحسنت ما شاء الله. It's enough up to this part, okay? The rest of them, inshallah, you can practice. You can, inshallah, listen to the audio as well. Allah Almighty talks about a very important issue here about trade, about like business, these things. Some important points I want to tell you. Actually, 19 important points are mentioned here, okay, about how to trade. Okay? When someone trades, okay, like having business, how to have business. When you give someone some money, for example, on loan, how to do this. 19 things are here mentioned, important issues, okay, important points. I'll mention some of them. Like, for example, Allah Almighty says in the beginning of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوهُ O people who believe, okay, oh, you who believe, if you are giving someone some money on loan till an exact time, for example, okay, till an exact time, what should you do? فَكْتُبُوهُ You should write it. Pen it down. Alright?
Yes.
You should have as a document with you.
Yeah.
Because maybe sometimes we forget. Okay? If you say, okay, Hussein, he asks me like for $100,000, for example. So I give him. And we have no writings, okay? There is no document. Maybe tomorrow, maybe he will forget. Oh, God forbid, okay? He dies. Or I die. So this, it will be very difficult for us. Or maybe, God forbid, he is a good person, but someone else, for example, maybe he will deny. He'll say, no, you've not given me any money. Come on, prove it. So you don't have any document to prove it. Yes? That's why Allah Almighty says, be careful, you have to write it. But in the next ayah, inshallah, we'll talk about it. When you trust someone, like your father, your brother, your best friend, yes, your teacher, you trust him, okay? And you know that he will not become a bad person and he will give your money back. There's no need to write it. You can trust him. But to guarantee that he will, pay back your money, you got to write it.
Yes. All right?
Some rules are there that in front of a writer who is fair, he should write, okay? How should we write? These things, there are many points, inshallah. You can refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn them. Alright? So, just this part I told you, that you have to write and make sure you do not forget it. This is the command of Allah Almighty. Like, a lot of people, okay, misuse this way. They go and ask some people who are so kind, they go and ask them, can you please lend me some money, for example, until like March? They will say, yes, I can give you, but you have to give me back, okay? They'll say, okay, I'll give you back. They don't write anything. But yeah, on March, when they ask their money back, no, you didn't give me. You just said, I don't have money. Come on, I gave you money. Yes? They will deny it. So that's why Allah Almighty says, be careful to write it, okay? Pin it down. Have it as a document with you. You can prove it easily. Even if you go to the judge, okay, the judge will judge you based on the documents, based on the proofs that you have. Otherwise, if you don't have anything, yes, he is right. You have not given him. You don't have any proof. Okay?
Yes,
that's it.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Now we will move on to the Tajweed rules from يا أيها الذين آمنوا up to ولا يبخس منه شيئا. The rest of them, as an example, we're doing this, okay? The Tajweed rules. The rest of them, inshallah, you will do. يا أيها الذين, the mad on this word, it's not wajib, it's jaiz, you know it, because يا is a letter that indicates one word, أيو indicates another word, so two separate words.
Yes.
حمزة and يا, the alif mad, are not in the same word, they are in two separate words. That's why mad is not wajib. It is?
Jaiz.
And instead it's jaiz. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. This mad is also jaiz. The same rule is applied. إذا تداينتم نون ساكين plus تا حسين. What rule is applied here?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Hide the sound of noon and produce a nasal sound. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
إذا تداينتم. Here, تداينتم ميم ساكين plus با. What rule is applied? Mim sakin plus ba. If it was noon sakin plus ba, we would apply the rule iqlab. But mim plus ba.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Idha tadayantum bidaynin. Budar ikhfa. Bidaynin ila idhar. Ajalim musamman. Ajalim.
إدغام.
إدغام, yes. مسمّن.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. فكتبوه. مسمّن فكتبوه. جيم tells you, Hassan?
It's better to stop or it's just to continue or just to stop.
Ah, yes. It's just to continue or to stop. Both are correct. Two options. وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل here. كاتب تنوين. Next word starts with ba. كاتبٌ بالعدل. What rule is applied?
إقلاب.
إقلاب. You have to change the tanween sound into a hidden meme sound. كاتبٌ بالعدل.
Yes.
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 Half meme sound. ولا يأبى كاتبٌ أي يكتب. أي يكتب كما علمه الله. The letter lam in the word Allah has to be pronounced with a light sound or heavy sound, Hussein? Ali Nasir?
Heavy.
Heavy sound. Because there is a dhamma sound before.
Yes.
فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَلْيُمْلِلْ فَلْيَكْتُبْ Ba has a qalqala rule.
Yes.
فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَلْيُمْلِلْ Lam is also sakin here. But since the next word starts with a sakin letter, so إذا التقط الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. You put a kasra there, okay? There is a special rule. Tells you that put a kasra with lam, okay? And then, assign the letter lam with a kasra, then read it. فَالْيُمْ لِلَّذِي Join it with the next word.
Yes.
Yeah, lam with lam. وَالْيُمْ لِلَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ Right? Skip Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَهَا The letter lam in this word, in the word Allah here, is it a heavy sound? Does it have a heavy sound or light sound?
Light sound.
Why?
Because there's a
kasra. There is a kasra. Great. يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ قِيقِ Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Read it. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ
وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبَ Right?
Yes, قلقلف.
Yes. ولا يبخس. خا 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 has a heavy sound. ولا يبخس منه شيئا. Right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we mentioned the important points in these four lines of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 282. inshallah, the rest of the examples, I mean the rest of the rules in the coming lines of this surah, this ayah, okay, you can practice the rules, you can apply the rules, they are easy. We mentioned some of the examples. So thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio. We recommend you stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah, in the coming sessions. We'll be here with you every day, a Quranic session, inshallah, we'll have here. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International School. And yeah, that's it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
ajil. Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه